had an interesting conversation today with a great-grandson of Rav Vozina. So there's a famous story. There is a famous story that goes around about Shmuel Vozina that goes like this, that when Shmuel Vozina was a young boy, he wanted to get accepted. He was from Vienna. Shmuel Vozina was from Vienna. He wanted to get accepted into the famous yeshiva, Rami Shapiro, Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin. He wanted to go to that yeshiva. So the entrance examination to Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin was that a bacher should know 300 daf, gemara, properly, bal peh, should know them properly. That was to be the worst bacher in yeshiva, not the best bacher, the worst bacher in yeshiva. So Reb Shmuel Vozina went all the way from Vienna to Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin, the Meshapir was Feher. The Boichon, the examiner, the person who would Feher the boys, was not the Meshapir himself, was the Pinchas Hirschsprung, who was later to become the Goron Avbezdin of Montreal in Canada. Famous, very, very famous person, photographic memory. So he was a Bocher. Then he would Feher the boys who would potentially do entrance exams. So Shmuel Vozina came and he failed the test. He failed. He didn't do well enough, and he wasn't accepted to yeshiva. So he was devastated. He was upset, but still he went. He went. What did he do? He said, next day he's going to travel back to Vienna. He's going to go back home. In the meantime, what can he do? He said he's going to sit and learn. So he went to his manager, sat and learned, and he was for 1 hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours. It was deep in the night. And then in the deep night, Rami Shapir, the Rosh Yeshiva himself, walks into the Beis Medrash, which was not the Yeshiva's Beis Medrash, it was another Beis Medrash. He walks into the Beis Medrash, and he sees that boy, and he says, what's your name? He says, my name is Vozina. He says, Shmuel Vozina. He says, what are you doing? He said, well, I came to the entrance exam, but I wasn't accepted. He said, entrance Yeshiva, to which Yeshiva? To Chachmei Lublin. He said, well, I'm the Rosh Yeshiva, and I'm telling you, these are the kind of boys that I want. The ones that sit and learn like this in the night, that's the ones you are hereby accepted to Yeshiva. And then the rest is history. Unfortunately, when I spoke to his great-grandson today, I asked him about the story. He says, the story is untrue. It's a good story, but it's an untrue story. He says, the story goes differently. And I think perhaps this is a famous story. You can look it up in the books. You can look it up in the books, by the way. What? No. The grandson I spoke to? No, I'm talking about the Reb Shmuel Vozina, one of the greatest poskim of the grand. No, another grandson. Yeah, he was a great grandson, yeah. Grandson. One second, he was Reb Shmuel Vozina's son. Grandson, yeah. So I spoke to a cousin of his, who I'm very close to. So he told me that this story is untrue. He told me this story is untrue. The story goes like this. He says, of course, he was accepted straight away. He was fahed, that's true. But he was accepted straight away. But how do you feel? You see, he was accepted. And what happened was that the night after, that part is true, that he sat in the Mesmenish and learned very, very many hours. I'm not sure if it was Rosh Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin or somebody else, but either way, he was to be found in the Beis Medrash, sitting and learning many, many hours straight after being fahed and passing the exam. And here is perhaps the even greater gadlus, because how do you feel after passing a great exam? When you did it, what is it called?
Knowledge, yeah.
Imagine after passing the knowledge, yeah. After passing, you know, like any major examination or board examination that you have, yeah. What do you normally do afterwards? You passed it, yeah. So what do you do? Passing GCSEs, what?
Celebrate.
You celebrate, you chill. You chill, right? What?
You have a party,
you chill, right? In one way or another, you're gonna, and the gardeners, you know, he passed, he got accepted. And he sat and learned straight. Went straight to the Beis Medrash without any, you know, like, okay, I need to relax now. Perhaps it's even greater, that part of the story. And also, that's definitely the true part of the story, and that's not the, And also, I find interesting. I just checked with him if it's true or not. He told me it is true. I asked him if it's true that they said that Shmuel Vozina used to go for a swim every day. He was very, very healthy. He was very health minded. He didn't go biking, but swimming. And I said, is it true that he went? So he said he doesn't know if he was swimming every day. but he knows for a fact he went swimming until 7 years before he was Nifta. He was Nifta in his, like, I think it was 100 or deep 90s when he was Nifta. Until 7 years before he was Nifta, means he in his deep 90s, he went swimming regularly. Isn't that amazing? Poisek Hadoyed, one of the greatest giants of the generation, he makes sure to be healthy and do his, what do you think about that? I think it's very impressive. That's very impressive. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, some more about Hilchos Kriyas Shemai. Yeah, he was also very early. He would wake up very, very early. He made sure to wake up every day, really, really early. Okay, so we learned yesterday about the Zman of Kriyas Shema. We spoke about the earliest time of reciting Shema. We said that if a person is on the circumstance that he has to say Shema really, really early, so the ideal time is, we say Mishiyeres Chaveiroi, when Mishiyakir, when you see a friend for Amos, that's the ideal time, that's the ideal time. No, that's not the ideal time. That's the earliest time. Then we have got the ideal time, which is around Netz. And then we've got the earliest possible time that you can do when it's on the extreme circumstances, you can do at a time of Misha Yalem Utashacha, which the Shulchan Aruch says, if your person is traveling and he's on the tremendous stress, that that's the only time he can recite Shema. He can say it even earlier than Mishiyaki, which is the time of Misha Olam Utashacha. Now, what happens in the following case? So Misha Olam Utashacha is the earliest potential Zman that you can say if the circumstances are extreme. What happens if there's not extreme circumstances? Okay, you're not traveling on a plane today. You're not traveling on a plane. But you just happen to wake up. When is Misha Olam Utashacha nowadays? Probably around, I don't know if there's money with me. I'm sure Jonathan would know. Probably even earlier. Yeah, Misha Olam Utashacha. What time is Netz? Figure out backwards. Amud HaShachar is 5:26. Okay. Mishiyakir is? Have you got it as well? Okay. So Amud HaShachar. 5:26, you say. Okay. So imagine somebody wakes up at 5, after 5:26. 5:30, 5:35, he wakes up. He wakes up, stam, random, and he wants to go back to bed. Now, he's not, no major stress. On the contrary, it's a Sunday, it's a bank holiday, it's a kind of day that he can relax, he wants to go back to bed. The question is as follows: he's saying Shema now. It is not an extreme circumstance. It's just for his own convenience. He wants to say Shema today at 5:35 a.m. And then afterwards, he's done Shema. Now you can sleep till what time? Till 10, 11 o'clock. And that's what he wants to achieve. He wants to go to really late Shachis in Golders Green, really late Shachis, after Savzman. But now he wants to just catch Shema. But again, this is not the ideal time of Shema. We said that before Mashiachi, it's not really this man. But he wants to catch Shema at 5:30 and after to go back to bed for 5 hours. Can he do that, yes or no? Let's say he's saying Brochus. Okay, let's just say he's even saying Brochus. He doesn't have to probably, but let's just say he even is. Because I know if he's traveling today, and he needs to catch a plane, he's allowed to. He's allowed to, under these circumstances. If he's catching a convoy that we discussed yesterday, there's no other opportunity to say Shema throughout the day. Yes, you can say that. But we said otherwise, Shulchan Aruch said, you can't say, if it's not extreme circumstances, you cannot say Shema in that Zman. So what if it's just for his convenience he did say? You could. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rabbi Yisai, Siman Nun Ches, Seif Dalet, Im Kara B'Sha'ol Amud HaShachar, if a person does say it after Amud HaShachar, during Mish'ol Amud HaShachar, after that time, Aval Pishu Lo Yoy Onus, he's not an Oynes, he's not in the category of Oynes, which is justified for him to say at that time, Yotze B'Dievet, yes, he is Yotze. So ideally you don't say it, but B'Dievet, he is Yotze. Ve'im Kara B'Loi Brochus, if you didn't say Brochus, if it's in the Brochus of Kriyas Shema, we're in Siman Nun Ches, Seif Dalet, which is in page what in the Dish traditions? Yeah, Tzadi Aleph. Beloy Bachas, you can, if you didn't say the Bachas then, you can still say the Birkas Kirshma later. Yachso, Likoyso, Bizmano, Ima Bachas, you can still say the Bachas later on. So here we go. Now what happens? So the B'diavad, the answer is yes, you can, you Yotze B'diavad, it's not great. But if you say at 5:30, you say Shema, you want to go back to bed, B'diavad, it's Yotze. It's not, don't do it. Lechatchila, B'diavad, it's fine. What happens if you know what? It's just once off. You enjoy it. You want to sleep for the next 2 weeks, you're sleeping till 11 a.m. You no work, no commitments, nothing. You can just sluff in. And you want to just wake up. You know that if you wake up at 5:30, you're going to sleep brilliant. It's going to go really well. It's going to be a smooth one, you know. So you want to know if you can do that. You're going to do it for a week straight. So once off, we said, but it's fine. What if you want to do it for 2 consecutive weeks? So here the Mishnah Berurah says, what? Give a guess. You can't. It's not. No, you can't do it. You're right. So I'm reading the words of the Mishnah Berurah. They've got new tests. The miktsas anoshim coming by us as man. After all, there are minority of people who wake up at that time. That's in Tzivkot new tests. Miktsas anoshim. Some people coming, they wake up by us as man. Vekorinom bay. It is ultimately at the end of the day. It's called ufkomecha. It's still called the time that people wake up and get up. Uvidiavet, and therefore bidiavet post factum mishemidom al din toira. The Torah does establish it in a way that you know bidiavet. That's if it's only the occasional. In other words, once a month. Only once a month you're Avol, but if you start doing this frequently and regularly, no, there's a limit. You can't take chachamim for you can't. It's a bidiavet. It's not the right time to say Shema. It's really still considered night. And it doesn't qualify of kumecho really, so you can't do it on a regular basis. However, as discussed earlier, if it's of course a shasat chak, it's an extreme circumstance. It's going to be okay, even if it's regular. So if a person has the only opportunity, he can say even on a regular basis. If it's an onus, then it's going to be okay. They might have it, maybe it's going to no option. We're going back now to kiyashma of arvis. Kiyas Shema Shel Arvis. Okay, when is the real time to Kiyas Shema Shel Arvis? Of course, by Nacht, but now the person is an oynus. He an oynus, he was unable to daven Maariv, to say Shema of nightfall, he wasn't able to do that. It was oynus, an oynus. For Lekori Kiyas Shema Arvis, Ad She'olam HaDashachad, all night he was busy on what? What's an oynus? It's an oynus. Somebody didn't say...
Pressure.
Pardon?
Somebody had the pressure.
On the... Yeah, on the... Hatzolah call, somebody's literally on a Hatzolah call, or somebody, yeah, perhaps, yeah, somebody's, any kind of extreme circle, is an onus. He was unable to do any Shema, it takes a few minutes, he didn't have any opportunity to have the whole night. Now it's really Amud HaShachar, which we've learned just before. Amud HaShachar is the end of the night, and it's the beginning of the day. So he said, on extreme circumstance, you can say Kriya Shema from Amud HaShachar 5:25. You said it is from Amud HaShachar 5:25. So 5:25 was the first opportunity he had to say. First opportunity that he had to say Shema of Maariv. He was busy the whole night. 5:25, suddenly Matzav calms down. He wants to say now Shema of Maariv. Can he do so? Yes or no?
Sorry.
What?
Sorry, 5:25. You mean just before it becomes. In the morning.
5:25 a.m. is the first chance he has. He was busy all night, literally. He was like saving people's lives, doing all the important things.
Just before it comes officially.
Yeah, it's not really Mishiyaki yet. It's still dark outside.
But yeah,
when we spoke about, but yeah, was about Kirshma Shel Shachris. We said, but yeah, Kirshma Shel Shachris Yoyotze. My question is now, what about, is it Yoyotze also Kirshma Shel Arvis at that time? But yeah, but does that make sense? Very, very much so. Yes, it's very much in line with that. Yeah, so what were you saying? Yeah, so we said that minority people wake up at that time. Minority people. It's not a universal of kumecha, but it's some people. That's what B'diavad Yoyotze.
Minority can force
it
to not be able to.
So therefore, you are saying that what?
So the minority is forcing this majority
Okay, so let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Good. So, im ne'enas v'lo yikor ki ha'shma'a v'z'ad she'ol ha'mod ha'shacha. Until 5:25, we didn't have a split second. Now, im o'yo oynes, b'oyso sha'a, if he was an oynes, lo tzeis la'derech mokim gedudi chayev v'listim, lo yikor az ki ha'shma'a pa'am she'nis, lo tzeis bo'y de'ichov az ki ha'shma'a shal ha'yoyim, she'me'acha she'oso lo'yso sha'a la'ilo, yev shalach zu'la so'yso yoyim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, do you know what? Yeah. If that's the first opportunity, it's still night. It's still really, really classified as night. Most people don't wake up at that time. It's only the minority of Kumecho people. So since at 5:25, most people still sleep, it's called Shachbecha, and therefore it's night, and therefore, but yeah, but it can still say Shema 5:25, 5:26, 5:27, you can still say. But now comes the ironic situation, that's what you're referring to. Now comes a very strange situation. What happens if a person is busy the whole night, really, really busy, and at 5:25 is the first opportunity for him to say Shema? So he said, but yeah, but he can. But now, to make things even more complex, it happens to be also that he's traveling And we learned, if somebody's traveling the whole day, then, what's the halacha? What's the earliest he can say? He can say Abud Hashacha, he can say Shema. So now we've got a situation that he can say the Maariv at 5:25. He can still say Maariv Shema because he was busy all night. And he can also say the Shema of Shachris because he's got the Heta. The Heta applies. He qualifies for the Heta. So he can say twice Shema at 5:25 and he will be Yoitzer simultaneously the Kiya Shema Shel Aves and Kiya Shema Shachris. Fascinating situation. I always said it's a classic. It's a brilliant. You can do both. But you have it both. But B'dyavad, yeah, it's both. Everybody said this is a classic. So if I ask you, is there such a thing that a person says twice Shema and it's simultaneously Yotze? Not simultaneously. Pardon?
He says Shema once.
He has to say twice.
Why?
He has to say twice. He can say twice Shema within the same time period, once after the other, and his Yotze, Ki Hashma Shel Aves, and Kiyosh Mashal Shachris within 3 minutes.
If this man is a good man for the Marav Shema and for the Shachris Shema, why can't he just say it once and have in mind Amanas, you know, he can say the Mafreya or whatever.
I hear your question. Don't mention the poskim. I'd imagine that it's still separate mitzvahs. And you ain't always the mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. You cannot do two mitzvahs in one go. I imagine it's within that point. So it's fascinating. So. So since there is the b'dyavad that you can still say Kiyosh Mashal Aves after that, you know, you can still say it. And there's also a b'dyavad you can say when you're traveling, you can say from Amud HaShacha onwards, you can say if you're traveling that day. So therefore, you can say twice Shema within that time period. You know, what happens though if a person is not traveling that day? The Heta won't apply. Then you can always say Kiyosh Mashal Aves then, but you won't be able to say Kiyosh Mashal Aves at that point. Fascinating, Rabbi Yisrael.
I'm not really that clear. When does night actually finish and when does day begin?
Yeah, so you'd probably say that from Mishiyakia is probably the time that the day actually starts and the night finishes just before that. So what we are learning now is that the Zman of Alois HaShacha is really considered night still. It's really the night still. That's probably what we are learning now. It's still night, and there's just at times a heter on the unique circumstances that you can still say Shema at the very end of the night.
When will be the point where it won't be a good year, but...
From what Shulchan Aruch said, when he sees somebody from four Amos, which is the time of Mashiach here. So what, that's a bit later.
An hour later.
No, it's not an hour later, it's much less than that. Yeah, probably, yeah, around. Yeah, and that leads us to say, Vav, Rabbi Yisai, Aval b'shizmano nimshach hatzoyif shah shlishis, despite the fact that really this man is until the end of the sixth hour, end of the third hour, shah shlishim avo, shah shlishis v'loy koro, if a person failed to say Kiyah Shema after the third hour, Korei Yisrael B'Virchosei, you can still say Shema after the Sabbath man Kiyah Shema. So Shorevis, Shushlish Hayoim, Ve'ein Lo Yischak, Korei Rebizmano, Shulchan Aruch says, if you miss Sabbath man Kiyah Shema, if you miss it, you can still say the Brachos. For an hour. Yep. For an hour, until the end of the fourth hour. So you can, but he says, Of course, you don't have the proper scha, but you can still action. You should still say Shema, but you don't have the full scha. But if you missed even that threshold, you went past the fourth hour. You can still say Shema, and you should still say Shema, but you are not saying the brachas. So the brachas can only be said until the end of the fourth hour. I want to see the Mishnebu over here. Mishnebu says in terms of in Sivkot and Chavdalet, in terms of how long you can say it. Afilu bepshia. You can. It doesn't make a difference why I didn't say it until the end of the third hour. You can still say it with brachas. And Mishnebu Sivkot and Chavdalet teaches us the Shorevis, the Birkas Enu Shechem Likiyashma, because Bochas are not really connected to Kiyashma. Tav B'Shinitz Lukodim Kiyashma, there's a takona that we say Bochas before Kiyashma, and we call welcome love Birkas Kiyashma. That's really, really important. The Bochas of Kiyashma are not really intrinsically linked to Shema. The Bochas in its own right. Yoitzer Oyer Voy Rechoshech is not directly linked to Kiyashma. So, they are somehow linked, but you can still say the brachas without Shema, you can still say Shema without the brachas as well. So therefore, if you miss the Zman, you can still say the Shema without the brachas. After the fourth hour, you do say Shema, but you do not say the Birkas Shema. No, so after the fourth hour, Shulchan Aruch says, I know we're going to mention sort that I suppose can we disagree. Shulchan Aruch says after the fourth hour, you will not say Birkas Kiyas Shema. You still say Shema, and you'll say Shema, and yeah, Shemoneh Esrei, yeah. Now, there are posts can we disagree. You will not say those either. Shemoneh Esrei, yeah. The Mishnah says, "If Kotech Chavzan, what's the point of saying it? If you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, what's the point of saying it?" Says the Mishnah, "If Kotech Chavzan, I'm Belvush Yochalikos, that Kavonah should Toiv Shikendo Kedesh Shekabel Ol Malchushmam. At least you should Mekabel Ol Malchushmam yourself. You should accept yourself the yoke of the kingdom of the Burnish Loilam. Of Leinu Mechuyev, there's no real obligation. Sheinu Mekayim, but a Mitzvah said the Kiyashmam. Make no mistake, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kiyashmam after the fourth hour. You're just pretending. You're not really doing the proper Mitzvah. So you're saying Shema, but you can't say the brachas to it. You're just doing." Some sort of element of Kabbalah Malch Hashemayim Shalei Bizmano. Kmo Yishiskimu Kamachonim Shein Nimshach Zman Ki Hashemayim Min HaTorah Kad Shalei Shois V'Kenal. Nevertheless, says the Mishnebu Dar Mikol Mokim Pashas Tzitzis V'Shai Pesukim Shem B'Shiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Mechuyiv Min HaTorah Kol Hayom. In terms of Shiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, that is a Torah obligation. Either way, the entire day, to min haTorah leNikvah Zman leTzchiras, there's no Torah Zman for it, and therefore you should definitely say it. So there is still the element of a mitzvah, say the reis of Zchiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, that you should say anyway, though. So Pashtitzis, in other words, you should say anyway, you're making the mitzvah, but not mitzvah Kriyas Shema. I want to point out that Mishnah doesn't bring it, and I'm going to emphasize that clearly. It's not in line with the Shulchan Aruch, it's not in line with the Mishnah. There are poskim who say that after the fourth hour one cancels the Birkas Kriyas Shema and one shouldn't tell Chatzos. There is such opinions, and I think some people are lenient like that, but it's certainly not something brought in Shulchan Aruch and Mishneh Berurah. But I know that some people will be mekel to, if they miss the fourth hour, they'll still say Birkas Kriyas Shema with Shema. That's a good question. I don't remember offhand. They'll daven a bit later. I don't know. It's a good question. I have to look it up. It's a really good question. I'm going to look it up. It's a good question. Yeah. Pardon? It's very relevant indeed. Yes, of course. Girls, yeah, of course. Yeah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, I want to finish off with that. Siv Zayin, the final Siv of Simon and Ches. If what happens if somebody didn't say Shema at all the entire day? They just didn't say Shema. So Yesh Oimum, some say Yesh Lotashlum in Be'av, some say you can say a second time Shema by Ma'arif. Have you heard of that? To say a second Shema by Ma'arif. Probably at the end, but yeah, at the very end. Tashlumin, you didn't say Shema Shachis, you say Avos. Yes, yeah. And similarly, Vichein im loikar, good point, very good point. What's Tashlumin? Yeah. Vichein loikim kol ki Shema be'Avos. Someone who didn't say Marev at all, didn't say Shema of Marev. Yesh lo Tashlumin b'Yoyim. Some say, you know, you can say twice Shema by Shachis. Assumingly, after davening, you say another Shema for the Mest Marev. But the Shulchan Aruch says, V'yeshcholkem, many disagree. And it sounds like, in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chavtes, that Yeshchok Magro Beke Yosef Yechiru Kedei Azul. It sounds like from the Mishnah that he agrees with the disagreeing opinions that you don't do that. And of course, the reason for that is because you've missed his month. How can you make it up? It's not a real. Tashlumin won't work for that. Okay, to summarize what we learned this evening, Abayisa, we completed Simon Ches, and we learned that Bediyahu, the person, is Yoitza, Mitzvah Kiyah Shema. From Amud HaShachar, Bediyahu, of course, not ideal. We learned that if a person does that regularly, he can't do that. It won't work if he does it regularly. We also learned that there is this very interesting, I find it such fascinating, I'm so intrigued by that, that a person can be saying Shema twice after Amud HaShachar, potentially, if you miss the Maariv, it's the first opportunity to Bediyahu, it's still night. And if he's traveling that day, he could say the Maariv, Shema, and the Shachar Shema within the same time gap. We also learned that if a person misses Shema, he can say until Sof Zman Shor Shlishis, and you can still say Brachas then. However, if you miss the fourth hour, the end of the fourth hour, you can't even say Brachas anymore. And we also learned that there is an opinion which we mentioned, that if a person misses the Arvish Shema, he can say twice Shachis, and if a person misses Shachis Shema, he can say twice Maariv Shema. But there is many disagreeing opinions, and having said this, we're going to be starting with Shem tomorrow, Simon Nun Tes. I wish you a very good evening.